Viter in Shasmerim of Akama Daf Chav Tes. Page, next part of the Mishnah. So we had seen the Mishnah. It said, just to go back to it for a moment, Chav Chesem and Aleph, Nishbara Kadu Rishis Harabim. This is the Tanakama that if this pitcher breaks from Rishis Harabim, hook like someone slips on it. Or so they get damaged by the shards of the pottery, they're going to be chayav. That's the Tanakam, which you can see is Remer. Behuda Omer, Bimiskavin chayav, Bimiskavin potter. If it's unintentionally, you're going to be chayav, not the name of potter. Sakh the Gemara. Heichi dami miskavin. What do you mean we're talking about miskavin? In other words, what way of kavana is going to cause a person to be chayav, according to Behuda? Amar Rabbah. Rabbah comes in, he attempts to say the following. Bimiskavin lahorida lamata miksefo. We're talking about a case where a guy had intent to go and put it down, and he tripped while doing it. The water broke. Rashi's over there. V'niskal v'hutcha b'kosav b'ksan wal v'chayev de niskal posheu. Person who slips is called poshea. Therefore, you're going to be chayev. Amar le'abaye. Abaye says back to this rabbah. The rabbah spoke up. He says, hold on a second. Michlal, that implies de mechayev Rabbi Meir afilu nifshira, that Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Huda says that you're going to be chayv with the pitcher broke, if he took it off his shoulder, that means Rabbi Meir, who's the Tanakama over there, is going to say that you're going to be chayv even if it's still on your shoulder and it just breaks apart. Amar Lei says back, yeah, what's the problem here? In Ochinami, Amar Lei, in Mechayv Hayar Rabbi Meir, Filo Azna Biyado, even if the handle is still in his hand, meaning he's just holding onto the handle with the thing, and it just falls apart over there. In fact, the Gemara, my, hold on 1 second. Why did Mary say you're chayv in such a case? Anasu, that's considered an anus. Something beyond something outside of someone's control is going to be pater. So what are you talking about? And the girl didn't do anything. It's talking about a namurasa who's involved in Gila Rios. She gets killed. But if it was anus, it was against her will, so then nothing happens. She's totally fine. And anus achman apatri. V'chitem, if you want to say hani mili linyan katala, it's only by katala by things that are have to do with capital punishment. Avalinyan nizakin chayev. But in nizakin, anus machmana is going to be mechayev you. We know that's not true. The Bryce says if someone, a pitcher breaks in the Rishis Rabbim and he doesn't pick it up and move the stuff out of there, or if his camel falls down and he didn't stand up the camel, Meir says they're going to be chayev in the hezek over here for damages. They say, beep, turn the page. Chav Tes. Pater midini Adam v'chayev midini Shemayim. Pater from midini Adam, Rashi is going to first come on. V'chayev midini Shemayim, Rashi is mishum delo salik. Because he didn't pick it up. Umodim chacham l'rimeir. The chamer masim l'rimeir though. Be'avno sakino maso shenichem barosh gago. Let's say a person leaves a stone, his knife, or his burden. He lives on top of the gag, of the roof. V'nafa baruch matsuyev v'ziko. And they fall down in the wind, which is a common wind, and it damages. Shehu chayev. They agree that he's going to be chayev, because the guy should have realized that this regular wind is going to blow it off the roof. Therefore, putting over there is a problem, and even the chacham are going to agree with that. If a person puts jugs on top of the roof in order to go and dry them out, there's a sun up there and it's going to dry the stuff out. If enough of ruach she'enem mitzuyah, if he's going to fall into ruach she'enem mitzuyah, meaning something which is unusual when Rashi is the anasu, then such a case, who potter, Meir says it's going to be potter. So we see over here clearly, Meir says, even by Nizakin, anas rachmana patre. Elam Rabaye, so Abaye says, okay, in a chinami, it's a good shtickle over there. So Abaye says, bitarte pligi. They're actually arguing over two things. Pligi b'shas nefila. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama and our Mishnah, namely Rabbi Meir, is over two things. Pligi b'shas nefila, they're arguing about the time that it falls. U pligi la'ach nefila, and they're arguing after it falls. Let's break it down. Pligi b'shas nefila b'nischa b'shea. In the case of where there's going to be some sort of damage that happens at the time when it falls, the machlokas is pligi b'shas nefila b'niska poshea, about whether somebody who trips, is he considered a poshea or not considered a poshea? The guy tripped. Mar savar, the Tanakam Nim Rabbi Meir, niska poshea, a person who trips, you're a poshea, watch where you're going. Mar savar niska la poshea, who is not considered a poshea. If that's the case, so then this first machlokas in the Mishnah is talking about the guy trips. The one carrying it, he's carrying a pitcher, he trips, it falls down, it hits someone else, or the stuff that goes and flies off and hurts somebody. Meir says it's called poshea, and therefore the owner of the pitcher is going to be chayef to pay. Rabbi Huda says, no, that's not considered, it's called onus, and therefore he's off the hook. And what are we talking about here? That they argue even after the fact. That is, in a case where someone is mafkir his stuff. He goes and he says that it's the stuff that he has. This leave, he leaves in, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, and he says they're hefker. My stuff from mafkir nizakov chayev. Tanakama says someone is mafkir his stuff, he's still going to be chayev in such a case. My stuff a potter. And Rabbi Huda says, no, the guy's going to be potter when he does such a thing. Now, umi mai, and where do we get this from? From the Mishnah, midikatani tarti. The fact that the Mishnah brings two cases there. Hochlok echa b'mayim, o shalaka b'charsis. That somebody slipped on water, that's one case. Or got injured by the shards of pottery, that when it breaks afterwards, you have the second one. So why do you need both? Hainu ach. This is the same type of case. A person slips on water, a person gets hit by pottery, it's all the same. Elalav, hachi kamar. Rather, it must be that it's coming to tell you something. Hochlok echa b'mayim b'shas nefila. One slipped on the water at the time that it fell, meaning the one who's walking by slipped on the water before he was able to go and clean it up. Or was injured by the pottery things after he already fell, after it fell. That context, after the fall, means after the Baal, the one who owns it, could have cleaned it up and someone then got hurt on that stuff over there. If Meir and Behuda are going to argue about what someone is going to be chayev for such a situation. Now, frankly, Gemara, umidmasnis and betarti. Since the Mishnah talks about two things, Bryce and Nami Batarti, it must mean that is the case of when it starts off that the pitcher break and he didn't have time to get rid of it, is also dealing with two cases over here. The Gemara is assuming that this Machlokes and Remeir and the Chachamim, this one, the Bryce, is similar to that which is found in our Mishnah. So now there's two cases in the Bryce, one where his pitcher broke and one where the camel fell. We can understand this case of the pitcher because we can explain it either before the time it fell or after it fell. Like we saw in the Mishnah. At the time of falling, someone got damaged by the pitcher as it fell or before the water, the owner could move it. After the fall, someone was damaged by the pieces of the pitcher, the broken pitcher, after he was able to remove it and the owner, therefore, and he made it hefker. Ella gamalo, the case of the gamal of the camel. We find the case of la'acher in the field after already fell. But mafkir nevlasa, here's mafkir the nevela, the dead body. Ella b'shas nefila ichim mishkachesla. How can it happen at the time of the nefila? How are we saying that this person is going to be chayev when the animal trips? Right? How can it say that, the owner was negligent? You yourself, you trip. Say to you, should have watched where you're going. The animal does. Why is that on you? Amar Rav Acha said, kegon da'abra b'maya. We're talking about a case where the owner was walking with the camel through a place of water, derech srata danara, and there was a path where water was swollen over the area, and he walked his camel through there, and then it trips over there. Chamim and Rabbi Meir arguing whether this person is considered poshea, that he brought his camel over there when you're not able to see the flora that's over there. Says Gemara, Hechidam, what exactly is the case? Id ika darka achrinov, there's another path, posheahu. A person is called a poshea because he shouldn't have gone there. That's just ve'in lo din iskal. It's not considered like a trip. It's a poshea. Vida leka darka achrinov, but if there's no other path, then anusu is for sure going to be considered an anus. And everyone would be masking that he's not going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, Ella miskachaslo, we found the case, to iskel v'itkila be gamla. We're talking about a case where the person tripped, and then the camel tripped over him, Hamka Jamal. Right, in this case, it tripped over the owner. So Rabbi Meir, who says that tripping is considered poshea, is going to be chayev for things that happen. The Chacham said that it's not. It's honest. So it's not going to be chayev. Now, one of the things we said is that a person is mafkir his stuff, and then there's an idea of miskavin having kavana. But mafkir nizakov my miskavin eko. What kind of kavana is there when a person is mafkir his stuff? How can he do something he's going to be chayev in, right? Once he said it's hefker, and Rehuda says that one can't be chayev for such a thing, so how can all of a sudden, if he had kavana, he's going to be chayev? I'm Rav Yosef, and miskavin liskos b'chareseah. Maybe he's talking about a case where the owner is going to be chayev when he has kavana in order to go ahead and be kone all these pieces. Rashi says, shalif kiru, liskos b'chareseah, shalif kiru chayev, b'shei miskavin, shuv liskos b'hem pater, d'mafkir nezakov pater. Rashi also says, it's talking about a case where he had kavana to go into bizoche in the broken pieces. Meaning, He never really wanted to make all the pieces in the first place. He wasn't going to make them into Hefker. So when he was getting good, and says, if he didn't have Kavanah, he's not going to be Chayav. Means that if he didn't make them Hefker and he didn't afterwards intend to then reacquire them, he's not going to be Chayav because he's not Chayav for something which is Hefker. Rabbi Elazar Amar. Now remember, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi in the Chachamim, they have Machlokas in the Brayso. Rabbi Elazar Amar B'shas Nefila Machlokas. This Machlokas Rabbi Meir in the Chachamim is talking about the time of it falling. Avala Achin Nefila Mai. What's going to be the case if it's after the Nefila? Give me a call, Pater. You want to say everyone's going to say it's Pater? The Ha Ika Rabbi Meir, the Mechayev, Rabbi Meir, who says a person is going to be Chayev, right? The Brayso said that his pitcher broke and he didn't move it. The camel fell and he didn't get it up. And so we see, we're talking about the case of after the fact, after the owner could already move the Rabbi Meir, says it's going to be Chayev. Elamai, so what does it mean? Rabbi Lazar, Divrei HaKol Chayev. It means everyone says you're Chayev. Ha Ikar Rabbanan Depatri, where the Rabbanan who say that you're going to be Pater. Right, we talk about the case of after the fact, and Chum said a person is going to be Pater. So, the Gemara says, Elamai B'shas Nefila, what does Rabbi Lazar mean when he says that the Machlok of the Meir and the Chumim is talking about after it fell, B'shas Nefila, the time it fell. Af b'shas nefila, even at the time of the fell, even b'kamash malan kida abaye, and therefore Rabbi Lazar says the same din that Abaye had taught us. Meaning Rabbi Lazar is talking about, he learns out from the way that Amisha says, is talking about two machloksim, like Abaye said. Rabbi Lazar learns from the Mishnah. The Braisa is also talking about these two machloksim. Beep, turn the page. Chav tes am abayis. Viter in this idea of this machlokas of me and the chacham in the Braisa of Yochanan Amar la'achen afil machlokas. The machlokas of me and the chacham is talking about after it fell, which mashmos would say the mashma. What's mashma from that is that at the time that it fell, that they're going to be maskim aval b'shas nefilamai. What's going to be the case at the time of nefila? Divrei HaKol Pater. You want to say everyone's going to say it's Pater. Maybe May and the Chum will be maskim. If somebody trips, is not considered like it's pshia, like it's not negligence, and therefore it's not going to be chayiv for the things that happened before he's able to go and change it. But for to clean it up, Rabbi Yochan Lakaman. The fact that Rabbi Yochan, who he himself is the one speaking over there, explaining the Mishnah after, says that Mishnah coming up in Daf Lamed Aleph, that over there it's talking about if two people are walking in Rishas Harabim, one in front of the other, and the the first one trips and the second one trips over him, the first one's going to be chayev for any damage to the second. And that's that. What we're saying right now is part of that statement over here. Don't say the Mishnah is going with Rabbi Meir. The Amar Niska Poshea, who says that it's considered Poshea. The Chlal, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Mishnah there also is talking about after the fall, after you could have cleaned it up. So the reason why it says that the first person is going to be chayav is not necessarily because of the fact that it's called pshia. Back in the Gemara, lo tema masisa b'meiri, da'amar niska posheahu. Mechlad b'meir chayav, which implies that b'meir would be mechayav for something that happens at the time when it fell. So now, elamai, what does b'meir mean? Tivya kol chayav. It must mean that the opinion, that everyone is of the opinion that the guy's going to be chayev. Home to Gamar Biochan Lakaman, Lo Tema Masisa Rabbeinu. The fact that it says that Lashon, the Amar Niska Posheahu, Mechlad the Patre Rabbanan, that implies that the Chachamim don't hold you're going to be chayev for the stuff that happens at the time that it actually falls. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan can't be saying that Rabbeinu and the Chachamim are masking that about the Nezer happens at the time of the fall. So rather, Elah HaKamash Malan, what's Rabbi Yochanan telling us? The mafkir nizakav dahacha hu depatri rabbanan. The chachamim they hold that one who says that his stuff is dangerous stuff is hefker is not chayev only in the following case: the anasu, where the one who gets damaged, it was anus. The person got damaged because it was the damager. He tripped. Of a mafkir nizakav de ba'alma mechayev. But if he goes ahead, in a regular case, if somebody goes and takes his stuff, which is dangerous, and mafkir it, he's still going to be chayev. Itmar, mafkir nezakov, in the case where a person goes, his mafkir is dangerous stuff. That means he puts it out, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbi says, this knife standing up in the middle of the street is hefker. Rabbi Lazar, chadam or chayev, one says you're chayev, chadam or pater. One says you're going to be pater. We don't know who says what. Lemed man de mechayev kremer. Let's say that the one who says you're going to be chayev goes according to Rabbi Meir, who made the pater Rabbanan. The one who says you're going to be pater, you're going toward the words of Rabbanan, right? In other words, whether it's considered poshea or not considered poshea. So Says Gemara, Aliba de Rabbi Meir, Kuli Amar Lo Pligi. Not Lav Dafka. According to Rabbi Meir, everyone is agreeing, nobody is arguing over here, that the guy is going to be Chayev. Because he says, even if it's through an accident that they fell, then obviously if he does that on purpose, he's going to be Chayev. Ki Pligi Aliba de Rabbanon. The Machlokas is in the world of Rabbanon. Man de Patek Rabbanon. The one who says that he's not going to be Chayev is going to Rabbanon. And Man de Mechayev, Amelach, he says, another mean a feel Rabbanon. I can even work in the world of Rabbanon. Ad kan lo patri Rabbanon elo b'mafkin is akav d'hacha. When is it true that they're mafkin? Only in a case where the guy trips. Mishum d'anazu, because he was honest. If a mafkin is akav d'alma, if Stam puts his knife out there and standing up, he's going to be chayev. Says Gemara, Testaim, how do we know which one is which? Testaim, Rabbi Elazar, Dom Rabbi Chayev. It must be Rabbi Elazar who says they're going to be Chayev. Dom Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Devarim, Ein B'Shus, Shaladim, there are two things that are not in a person's control, or not in his possession. And what are they? Vasana Kosov Kilim B'Shus, and the Pasuk makes as if they were in his possession, as if he's Chayev. Ve'elohein, Bor B'Shus Arabim, a pit and open domain, right? The B'Shus Arabim doesn't belong to anyone, but Rabbi Elazar says that a person's going to be Chayev. They dig a pit over there, as if he owns it, v'chametz mishesh shos hamala, and chametz after 6 hours, we're talking about on Erev Pesach here. Rabbi Elazar, that we know that after 6 hours, Erev Pesach, you're not getting enough from chametz, and therefore it becomes like it's hefker. But someone who has chametz over there at that time, it's considered if he holds it. Pasuk says, lo yirolech al chametz, and so lo yimatzeh be'otecha, therefore it's like you own the thing over there. So now, Rabbi Elazar is saying that one is going to be chayev for a pit that he digs in Rosh Hashanah, even though it's hefker. So Rabbi Elazar must be the one who says that one is going to be chayev for these dangerous stuff that you go and you place out and make hefker. This time, says Gemara in Echinami, it makes sense, that's what it is. Umiyam Rabbi Elazar Achib, is that really true? Does Rabbi Elazar really say that? This is just the opposite. The time we learned in the Mishnah coming up in the Flamid, somebody turns over galal, that's excrement, right? Says zevel, fertilizer. If someone starts turning over this stuff, you found it, and he picks it up, he flips it over, he puts it down, and he moves it from one spot to another spot. Says Rashiuf Chagal B'Shus Rabbim, Husak B'Hem Achir. Someone gets damaged by falling in that poop. Chayev Benisco, the guy who is turning it over, is going to be chayev, you know, for the nezek. V'Amar B'Lozor B'Lozor says Lo Shanu Ela Sheniskavin Liskos Ben. That's only if a person has kavana to be zochen. Rashi says Kikshibio V'Chayev Mishum Amono Del Achir Shekniya Afal Pi Shenicho Sham Lo Evkiro. If he didn't have a kavanah to go and take from it, then what's going to be the Dan? Potter. The guy is going to be Potter. So Rabbi Elazar says that a person is not going to be chayev for some sort of dangerous thing that he left in Rosh Hashanah unless he actually owns it. Alma Mafkir Nizak of Potter. So therefore it comes out. We see Rabbi Elazar of the opinion that goes into just going to be Potter, which goes against what we just saw a second ago. Says the Gemara, no, really, the guy's got to be chayev, but the poop case is an exception. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Shech Zirulim Koma. Rav Elazar says that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he puts this glolim back in the original place. Therefore, he's not going to be chayev unless he's kohen it, because he's not the one who made that actually happen. Amar Avina, Avina says, Mashal de Rav Ada Bar Ava, a mashal of Rav Ava is the following: mashal of the Madar Vadome, Lamotzi Bor Megula V'Chisao. A person finds a pit that's open, he covers it. V'Chaz V'Gilo. Then he takes off the thing out right afterwards. He's going to be Potter because in the first place it was Chayev. It was not him that did it over there. Amar Le Rami Zutra Breder of Mari Ravina Midami. Can you compare these two cases? Hasam Lo Estalik Lo Ma'aserishon. In that case, the person who covers the pit, that the first thing, meaning the making of the pit, wasn't undone. There's still a pit over there. Therefore, the person who dug the pit is going to be chayev. But hacho, in the case when a person moves the excrement, is stalik lumais rishon. The first one, the person who put it over there, it's as if it wasn't done. It's like it's like redone now. This guy took ownership of it. Therefore, the one who moved it should actually be chayev. Says Gemara, holo dami el motzi bar magulu utmama. the case of moving the excrement is compared only to the one who finds an open pit and he fills it in. He fills it in, it's totally filled and done. V'chaz v'chaf, then he goes and redigs it. He undid the first one. V'kar malah b'rishusa, another new one, is in his rishus. Elo, Ravashi, Ravashi says, kishavcha l'pachos mishloshav. Loz is talking about the case, that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where he turned over the glalim less than three tfachim from the ground. And therefore, it's not like he undid what was done over there. He's not going to be chayav unless he acquires it. Why did you force the answer to say it's doing it away? There's less than three tefachim off the ground. But time between the sky of Liskospa, and say the reason why it's chayiv is that he had kavanah to acquire it. But if he didn't intend to acquire it, he's not going to be chayiv. Why don't we just say we're talking about a case where he turned it over above three tefachim? And even though he didn't have in mind. To acquire it, he's going to be chayef. Why don't we say that? Amarava mastisik shisei. He's bothered because of the lushan of the mission itself. My area hafach. Why do you have to use the lushan of hafach of flipping it? Let's say Gbiya just say lifted it up. Elish ma'amina, kol hafach lamata mishloshu. Flipping it is going to be, is when it's going to be less than three tfachim. So, where we are at this stage on the map is that Rabbi Lozer says you're going to be chayev for something which is hefker, that it's a hazard that you put out there. So, but we said before that Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lozer had a machlokas about this, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozer, Amar Chayev, the fact that Rabbi Lozer is one who says you're chayev, Rabbi Yochanan the potter, that's Rabbi Yochanan who says you're potter. Because those are the ones who say, one says this, one says the other, and we just figured it out. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achiz, Rabbi Yochanan really saying you're potter. What time we're looking at a Mishnah coming up in the Flamin, we said, Amatznia, Sakot, Ves, Haschuch, someone goes and he hires a thorn or a piece of glass. And we're just a rabbi, go to Gedir, Bakot, someone who makes his fence, which is going into the Rishus Rabbim, says Rashi, she'asa gedder shel kotzim, is out of thorns, the stam gedder shel avonim, she's out of stones, who d'chsev v'gadder avonim naharsa, so it goes and makes it out of thorns, and the sigim Rishus Rabbim, v'gadder nafal v'tach Rishus Rabbim, she'nafal Rishus Rabbim, or a fence that falls into the Rishus Rabbim, it's made out of, Rashi says, made out of avonim, and falls in Rishus Rabbim, v'huzak ben acher, another person gets some damage from these ideas. Chayev benisko. He's going to be chayev. The one who owns is going to be chayev. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan said to explain this case of the fence of thorns, lo shon el mafriach. That's only the one who's going to make this is going to be chayev is only where he had the thorns facing Rishus Rabbim. Whereas the goes up to chayev, rosh k'sos sub Rishus Rabbim, the havelei bor Rishus Rabbim. That's like a bor Rishus Rabbim. Aval b'mitzamtzim. If he had it going in the other way. Rashi says, "Toch shelo, to have the bor b'shuso, v'alfgav dehifka b'shuso sheikzeu, sheikzeu l'rishus rabbim potter." Nay, 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 nay. Potter. Then the person is going to be potter, and this is even if he was again he was mafkir the area into which the thorns that are going into, making it like rishus rabbim. So Gemara mitzamtze my time a potter. If he does it towards the inside, when the guy's mafkir, why is he going to be potter? Lam yishum d'havir le'bor b'shuso. It's not because it's a bor his own rishus. Mechal d'chiyuva d'bor b'shus harabim hu. Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, is mashma. The Torah says you're going to be chayev for damage by a bor. It's talking about b'shus harabim. D'chiyuva d'bor b'shus harabim hu. It comes out of Yochanan that he says that someone is going to make himself hefker. You're going to be chayiv, which goes against what we said just a moment ago. And for the Gemara, lo, the olam imelacham afkin nizak of potter. Really, Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion is going to be potter. Matzamtz in my time a potter. And why does Yochanan say that someone who puts the thorns towards his own thing is going to be potter? Misham deitmar Allah. Because it says about that case, Amar Vacha Bere Deravika, Lefisha Ein Darkon Shal Bnei Adam Leschachik B'Salem. It's not the way of a person to go and rub up against the wall, to rub up against the kosel. Rashi says, V'zesh in Ischachik V'Husak M'Shunahu, it's weird. Mafriach, right, it's just a strange thing to do such a thing. So now, what we said again is Rav Yochanan does not say that someone's going to be chayev for hefker that is, these hazardous things that are hefker. Says Gamar, but Umi Amar Yochanan, he's really say that. If Amar Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah, halacha goes to kistam mishnah. Utanah, we have a mishnah coming up on daf nun amud beis. The chofer bor b'shus rabbim. Someone did the pinim b'shus rabbim. Benafon tochol shor or chamor or mace. And a shor or a chamor falls in there and dies chayiv, the guy's going to be chayiv. So it says straight up that one is going to be chayiv for this boar in the Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Yochanan, who says, according to Yosek Estam Mishnah, and we know the Estam Mishnah says you are chayiv for doing these things, this hefker stuff over there. El Eliolam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chayiv. Says the Gemara, okay, good point. So rather, Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv, not Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Yochanan said the one's going to be chayiv in the case of the stuff that's hefker. Rabbi Yochanan chayiv must be Rabbi Lazar or Potter. He's the one that says Potter. I v'amr Rabbi Lazar, but we said Rabbi Lazar said, beep, turn the page. Lamed mishum Rabbi Yishmael. He's telling Rabbi Yishmael two things are not in a person's possession: a boar versus a rabbim, which seems to be saying that one who says that it's going to be hefker is going to be chayiv. Says Gemara lo kasha, ha didei ha derabe. This opinion over here that says he's not going to be chayiv for it, that is his own opinion over here. And ha derabe, this other one that he is going to be chayiv is going towards, according to his Rebbe's opinion. It's not his, it's his Rebbe, and therefore it comes out that really Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says chayiv, and Rabbi Lazar says that you're taka going to be potter. And when he goes ahead and he says that you're going to be chayiv, that's going according to his Rebbe and not his own reasoning. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.